Numbers chapter 19. This is about the red heifer. I want to just remind us that in the context starting in chapter 16, we've read of how 15,000 Israelites were killed in chapter 16, and then the other chapters since then have been talking in that specific context. And I wonder if this red heifer was to provide a way of cleansing for the people, and especially with all the dead bodies around, a way of cleansing them specifically from what happened at that time. That is, I suggest that this is talking about specifically what happened at that time, rather than it being a sort of a ritual that had to be practiced all the time. Speak to the children of Israel that they bring you a red heifer without spot, in which is no blemish, and which was never yoked. I think this, of course, like all the sacrifices, points forward to the Lord Jesus. He had no blemish, he was without spot, and he was never yoked. He was not in bondage to sin in any form, and any kind of agreement to sin or to go in the ways of the flesh is, in fact, not freedom at all. It is being yoked. And you shall give her to Eleazar the priest. You see, it doesn't say to the high priest or to the priest. It's specifically, I suggest, at that time. You shall give her to Eleazar the priest. He shall bring her forth outside the camp, and one shall kill her before his face, just as Jesus, we're told in Hebrews, suffered outside the camp. That's where he died, outside the city limits of Jerusalem. Eleazar the priest shall take of her blood with his finger and sprinkle her blood toward the front of the tent of meeting 7 times. One shall burn the heifer in his sight, and the priest shall take cedar wood, hyssop, and scarlet. Well, there was hyssop and scarlet associated with the death of Jesus, wasn't there, that they dressed him in scarlet robes and they gave him vinegar on a hyssop stalk. And they cast these things into the midst of the burning of the heifer. Then the priest shall wash his clothes, bathe his flesh in water, and come into the camp, and be unclean until the evening. He who burns her shall wash his clothes in water, bathe his flesh in water, and be unclean until the evening. A man who is clean will gather up the ashes of the heifer and lay them up outside the camp in a clean place. And it shall be kept for the congregation of the children of Israel for the water to cleanse from impurity. He who touches the dead body of any man shall be unclean 7 days. Now, I suggest that this may be specifically in the context of those 15,000 dead bodies that there were lying around after the recent incident of the rebellion of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram in chapter 16. So they could purify themselves from all these, the inevitable, I suppose, touching of these dead bodies through the ashes of this red heifer. Whoever touches a dead person and doesn't purify himself defiles the tent of Yahweh. That soul should be cut off from Israel, because the water for impurity was not sprinkled on him. He should be unclean. His uncleanness is still on him. So it was absolutely necessary that they cleanse themselves, and it could look forward to baptism. That it says that if you don't have the water that cleanses on you, then you shall be unclean and cut off. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, Jesus says, but he that doesn't believe will be condemned. So I suggest then that this is talking about how they could get cleansing from all those dead bodies that were around. And they're warned that if they don't do this, then they are going to perish. And sure, the red heifer looks forward to the Lord Jesus. But there was in Egypt a god called the red heifer. And the idea or the belief was amongst the Egyptians that they sacrificed a spotless red bull to the god of evil to take away sin and evil, etc., from them. So I think the problem was that, as Ezekiel says, they had taken the gods of Egypt with them through the Red Sea and through the wilderness. And God is trying to teach them that, no, this is not the way to go. Forget that. The red heifer is not going to sort of appease some god of evil out there. All judgment comes from me. There is no Satan, there is no god of evil out there in the way that people believe in it. It's human uncleanness which needs to be dealt with, and that will be dealt with by my grace through your faith and belief in the sacrifice of the red heifer, which points forward to the Lord Jesus.